This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, May 8, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. 1,600 Palestinians imprisoned in Israeli jails are headed into the sixth week of their hunger strike and are winning wider international support for their struggles. The International Trade Union Confederation has declared its support for the prisoners, saying it backs their efforts to win freedom and dignity. The ITUC is the world body which represents national union centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Palestine General Federation of Trade Unions. The prisoners are on an indefinite hunger strike to protest against poor medical services, strict limits on family visits, and administrative detention where people are imprisoned without trial or any time limit. Kodura Faras is the head of a prisoners advocacy group in Palestine.
The situation is a catastrophic situation, but the prisoners have enough experience to deal with this complicated situation. I think that within the coming time, the Israelis will understand that no any other way except to sit together as a human, to hear each other, to discuss the demands of the prisoners, and to find a way how to accept.
The ITUC has released a statement calling for easing access to educational materials and food for the prisoners, as well as the installation of telephones so they can communicate with their families. The Confederation also pointed out that under international humanitarian law, detainees from occupied territories must be detained in the occupied territory, not in the territory of the occupying power. The ITUC, which represents 181 million workers in 163 countries, has been very clear about its position on Palestine. It has denounced the occupation of Palestine by Israel, called for an end to the construction of illegal Israeli settlements, plus the removal of illegal settlements, and the dismantling of the separation wall. The Confederation has said it wants a peaceful solution with Israel's withdrawal from all Palestinian lands in line with the June 4, 1967 borders. The ITUC is not the only international labor body which has been supporting Palestinian workers. Recently, the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, held an executive meeting where the issue was raised. ITF Communications Officer Andrew Kahn-Gordon prepared this report.
We're at the ITF Executive Board meeting in London. We've been hearing just now about the transport workers in Palestine, and the person telling everyone about it was the ITF Arab World Regional Secretary, Bilal Malkawi. Bilal, what is the latest in Palestine and what you know from there?
You know, it's as usual, you know, struggles, fighting for the workers in Palestine, you know, blocks sometimes, and it's not easy for the truck drivers or taxi drivers to move freely in Palestine. So it's always something that we're trying, and we're doing our best as a transport family in the ITF to support the workers in Palestine.
Yeah, and so in terms of support, something practical happening. You were talking about the ITF Palestine Transport Workers Fund. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that's true. We've started in 2008, actually, by having supporting truck drivers' support spot in Palestine. And now, again, the transport workers, starting from the Arab World Conference in last February, the Arab Transport Unions, they donated a bunch of money to support the transport workers in Palestine, not only for education, but as well to help creating another cross-borders, to help taxi drivers, to help awareness systems, to help the transport workers facing the challenge that is coming from the Palestinian Authority, as well from the occupation in Palestine.
So it's great, something positive that can be done to help transport workers in Palestine. This is Andy Kahn-Gordon at the ITF Executive Board meeting in London.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.